The second best thing, straight after roasting, sample roasting, beautiful grain beans, is of course cupping. Yes, I talk about cupping a lot, and today I'm excited to cup two different coffees that I've received during the London Coffee Festival last week. And this is from Dan, who owns Island Roasted, an artisan coffee company on the Isle of Wight. A really nice guy. I roasted with him, and he kindly gave me two coffees. One from Honduras, single origin. It's from his series. He does a few single origins from what he told me. And this one is Honduras, Finca Los Mangos, and well, he guides us towards chocolatey honey sweetness and crisp acidity. That sounds good already. And the other one, also from his single origin series, a Malawi double A Misuku coffee, a rounded chocolatey body with raspberry notes and citrus flowers. Well, it all sounds great. The palate gets already kind of juicy as I'm just reading this out. But as per usual, what I always do, and these coffees both were roasted on the 26th of April, so not too long ago. We are the 6th of May today, so in their prime, optimum. And I'm snipping the Malawi bag open. And as per usual, well, every coffee gets the coffee mumbo jumbo treatment, which is laying it out on a fresh kitchen towel and just examining. Ooh, there's a lovely smell coming off these beans. And just examining them for, well, just for to see how uniform the roast is, to see if there's any defected beans in there, which can easily happen. Underdeveloped beans, the Quakers that just shine at you, they're light brown. Or maybe some elephant ears, which are the hollow ones. But all this looks pretty good. This is a washed coffee. How do I know? Not only, well, it's actually not even written on the bag. It is not, but, and I think I've discussed that before, if you see the white line on the flat side of the bean, if it's predominant, you know this is a washed coffee. So different way of processing as opposed to, for example, a dried, like a natural or a pulp natural. So really interested to taste this coffee. Actually nothing to take away, and I've got a BDI. And with my BDI, having said that, I've just discovered a little Quaker. But that's all right. We're going to take that aside. Not that the Quaker's really... not a Quaker. This is an elephant's ear, which means it's hollow. So it doesn't have all of the bean inside. It just has the outside, which is the hardest part of the structure. I'm going to put them back into the bag and open the next one. So I've got a little shovel, a stainless steel shovel, which I use just to put them back into their bag with a one-way valve. I'm sure you're familiar with these bags. They don't let any air in, but they let the bean degas for a bit longer, because once they're freshly roasted and you've roasted them well and you've left a lot of goodness inside of the bean, they still need to degas. That's why we let them rest for a little bit. So once all this is done meticulously here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, with a lot of respect and honor for the whole chain in the coffee industry, I'm gonna, before I grind those, just inspect the second bag, which is the Honduran Finca Los Mangos. Snipping the bag open, it's had a heat seal, but these are nice bags. They are, they've got a single, a one-way valve, as I said, but also they're nicely reusable because they've got this, difficult to open, this, how can I explain what this is? Let me just clean that a little bit more so there's no debris from the previous beans. I'll shake it out a little bit. Sometimes there's still a bit of chuff on the beans, so I'm going to get rid of that. And here, the next one. Actually, the color, very similar. They're both kind of, I would say, the same kind of style of roast. No shine at all on the bean. We don't like shiny beans because the oils have to be trapped and stayed inside. No Quaker inside. And you know, on a bag of 250 grams, you can really easily kind of see that. And a nice, really nice, even roast this is. And again, a washed coffee. Quite big, these beans. Honduran coffees, I do like Honduran coffee. I mean, you know what? I like so many different coffees. And what I like most of it is if they're well-sourced, if the roaster really pays a lot of attention to what he's got, to the raw product that he's got in his hands, and just brings out what the bean inherently has. So can't wait to cup them, but it won't just be now. It'll take me a while to cup those, dose them, grind them, 12 grams of coarsely ground coffee into little cupping bowls, which take 220 milliliters of water just off the boil, kind of maybe 94, 96 degrees is the optimum. Let them sit for 4 minutes. The crust will develop. All the lovely goodness is underneath the crust, trapped in there. So steeped for 4 minutes. It's a very, very gentle way of extracting and of just, tasting what the roaster's done there before you then decide, well, I think what's it going to be good at? As espresso, is it going to be good? Is it going to take to milk? Is it going to be nicer as a filter coffee? But obviously the thing to do is to do everything with the coffee and see where the sweet point lies and where you like your coffee. And whether you can be as discerning as to find out where these coffees are from. Anyway, so this is it. I'm going to just prepare all of it and just check back in with you. So I've done all the hard work. I ground my beans. Well, first I weighed them out. I ground my beans. I boiled my kettle. I put the dry ground beans into the bowls. And what I've done actually, because I'm only cupping two different coffees today, to keep it a bit more interesting, I've done two cups of the same coffee and one of the other one. And I'm first going to get used to what they are, and then I'm going to mix them around and see if I can find the one that's out. So just training the palate as I'm going along and also evaluating these coffees from Island Roasted from then. So the Honduran Finca Los Mangos and the Malawi AA Misuku coffee. Now, on the nose now. So as I said, I've done all the hard work and then I've let them steep. So I've been patient as well, let them steep. The crust was there. I smelled them. Everything was trapped under that beautiful crust that builds. So some of the grounds go to the bottom of the bowl and others go to the top, which form that crust, which traps every goodness in the cup itself. And then I break the crust. And as I'm breaking the crust, all the grounds are getting pushed to the bottom and I can inhale and all this infused kind of aroma that come out. Now I've got to be a bit more patient because they're still too hot to slurp. I don't want to scald my palate, but I can still smell them now as well. So I'm smelling the Honduran, and I've got two of the Honduran at the moment one next to the other, also to see if there's any defect maybe that I didn't see on the table itself, on the kitchen towel, that maybe crept into there, which I don't think it has. But always good to have two the same, so you can just see also and hone your skills even more. See, are you smelling the same things? Are they the same, the cups? So smelling here the Honduran. There's a very intense smell. It's quite a deep, rich smell. Can't kind of smell any fruity or acidity coming through. It can just smell something really deep and quite well. And actually, everything changes as the temperature goes down. So that's interesting. And I mean, definitely not as intense and not as much depth in the smell on the nose between the Malawian and the Honduran. I think the Honduran a bit deeper. But now I'm going to just be a bit more patient. I've got 10 minutes that they have been steeped right from the beginning. I think I'm going to wait another 2 minutes and then I'm going to start slurping. Now, as they're cooling down, even when I'm inhaling and sniffing, there's more delicacy coming through. So that's really interesting. So a bit more sweetness is coming through. A bit more fruitiness and crispness is coming through the smell. Can't wait to slurp them, but I've got to be more patient. Well, I'm going to give you the honest truth of what my palate says. They are actually very, very similar. For me, I'm missing a bit of acidity. Yes, there's chocolate. The Honduran, the Malawi from different continents. I think the roasting style is very similar of these two. And for me, I find it really difficult. Okay, it is 5:30 in the afternoon. Maybe my palate is not up for scratch. But I find it very, very difficult to find the sweetness in them and to be as discerning, to really tell them definitely apart. They are very, very similar. I think they work very well as an espresso, very well with milk. And also I can find a bit of roastiness in the aftertaste. That's what's lingering. So missing a bit of acidity, missing a bit of sweetness. But I think it will work really well as an espresso with milk.